So we recognize it retrospectively as we realize how all our obscure and conflicting movements have been determined towards an end that we only now know, now begin to perceive. How even before our entrance into the path of the yoga, the evolution of our life has been designedly led towards this turning point. You can call it destiny. As Sri Aurobindo will tell us many words for this. It is this very chapter. The Divine Master comes to us as a destiny. He comes to us as a gatekeeper. He has many forms in which He takes us to the destined goal, you might say. For now we begin to understand the sense of our struggles and efforts, successes and failures. At last we are able to seize the meaning of our old ills and sufferings and can appreciate the help that was given us by all that hurt and resisted and the utility of our very faults and stumblings. When we fall, we complain, why should I fall? But the Divine takes you through various kinds of paths of successes, of victories, of failures, of disasters, calamities, all kinds of methods. At that time we repel or we rejoice according to our immediate concern. But behind all that is the preparation of the path. We recognize this divine leading afterwards, not retrospectively but immediately. Once you have gained this retrospective understanding of God's leading you, then you apply it even now. Earlier you were only trying to understand the Divine retrospectively. But now, once you have learnt it, you can now apply the method now and say, even now what is happening to me, surely the Divine is present. So you should see in the present situation also how the Divine is present. Not retrospectively, but now itself. How the Divine leading in the molding of our thoughts by a transcendent seer, of our will and actions by an all-embracing power, of our emotional life by an all-attracting and all-assimilating bliss and love. We recognize it too in a more personal relation that from the first touched us or at the last seizes us. We feel the eternal presence of a supreme master, friend, lover, teacher. These are the four terms which we recognize in the true teacher. He is a master, he is a friend, he is a lover, he is a teacher. But the teacher basically instructs. The lover attracts you with his love. The friend is a companion and gives you solace, gives you happiness, pleasure, gives you all kinds of play. But he is also the master. And that is the real recognition of the teacher as the master. It is he who commands everything and who has the authority of giving command to you. That's the mark of a teacher. A good teacher can tell you, do this, command, with a complete responsibility. Whatever is to happen will happen. Do not grieve, because I am in every circumstance. That is the master. He is sure, confident, infallible, can make no mistake. That is the mark of a master. A friend can make a mistake. Lover can make a mistake. Even teacher can make a mistake. But a master, he makes no mistake. When the teacher tells you authoritatively, he is a master. When the teacher explores with you, he is a teacher. But when he is authoritative, he is certain. That is the mastery. The Lord, the Divine, comes to us in our process of learning as a master, friend, lover, teacher. We recognize it in the essence of our being. As that develops into likeness and oneness with a greater and wider existence. This is another mark of your entering into being. When you begin to become like your teacher, in your behavior, in your thinking, in your movements, in your seekings, a good teacher always has a power of creating imitation among the pupils. A good teacher becomes an example, and the pupil begins to imitate, begins to become like the teacher. This is not the accumulation of more and more information. To become like your teacher, if your teacher is kind, you become kind. If your teacher is authoritative, you become authoritative. Your teacher is very friendly, you become very friendly. The teacher is very forgiving, you become very forgiving. The teacher is a seer, you become a seer. The teacher is your leader, you become a leader. Whenever you have a real growth of being, real knowledge as distinguished from information, this is the special mark you will find. You do not only become more informed, something happens to your very essence of your being, you are molded in the image of your teacher. We recognize it in the essence of our being as that develops into likeness and oneness with a greater and wider existence. For we perceive that this miraculous development is not the result of our own efforts. When you begin to become like your teacher, it is not your effort, it is He, because of the supreme attractiveness of His being, who mingles His being with your being, who wrestles and embraces your being, and then you become like Him. And then Sri Aurobindo gives a great statement, an eternal perfection is molding us into its own image. That is the mark of a great education. The true education is an eternal perfection, molding us into its own image. We become perfect not by gaining lot of information. It is by becoming ourselves, the likeness, the image of the Master Himself. And now Sri Aurobindo gives various ways by which we come to know this Master. By different names we call Him. One who is the Lord or Ishvara of the yogic philosophies. One who is the guide in the conscious being. Chaitya Guru or Antaryami. The absolute of the thinker, the unknowable of the agnostic, the universal force of the materialist, the supreme soul and the supreme Shakti, the one who is differently named and imaged by the religions, he is the master of our yoga. If you are a materialist, God comes to you as the force of matter. If you are an agnostic, then he comes to you in the form of the unknowable. If you are a yogi, he comes to you as the Ishvara. If you are a thinker, he comes to you as the absolute. In whatever form you are, he takes an appropriate form, but it is he who takes you in his hands. It is he who walks with you and trains you in his own mastery and makes you like him.